Item number 12, from the Director, Department of Transportation, and the Interim Airport Director, requesting authorization to renew airport agreement number HP695 between Milwaukee County and Mondelez Global LLC to establish 4 renewal periods of 3 years each, effective July 1st, 2015.
Mr. Bloom.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, Mondelez Global operates out of a hangar at the very south portion of the airfield. If you were to drive along College Avenue between Howell and moving eastbound towards Pennsylvania, you would see it sitting just up on the hill before you enter the new RSA tunnel that was completed a couple of years ago. Mondelez Global back in 1980, Milwaukee County entered into airport agreement with Tennessee Gas Pipeline Company for the construction of the hangar on land owned by the airport. The agreement's changed hands several times, and it's been assigned to Mondelez Global LLC for an initial term of 30 years beginning July 1, 1980 through June 30, 2010, with renewal options of 3 additional renewal options of 5 years with a final termination date of June 30, 2025. Mondelez Global has approached the airport. They are requesting, due to internal procurement procedures they have, to change the renewal options of the agreement that effective July 1, 2015, they would have the option to renew for only 3 years instead of the initial terms of 5, but they're requesting additional terms. So we would have a new final termination date of June 30, 2027. So more but shorter terms and a longer total term. Because we would be amending the agreement, the rental rate would need to be trued up to CPI. And it would result in an increase from their current rate of just over 26 cents per square foot per year to just over 33 cents per square foot per year, thereby providing in the first renewal option an increase in land rent to the airport of just under $20,000.
Any questions? All right, let's go.
Thank you. So, the modification now rather than the renewal next year, you get that truing up to CPI 1 year earlier. So it's the $19,000 now. But because of cutting the terms then down to 3 years, you have the potential that they terminate earlier than they would otherwise, putting you at risk for $150,000 less the 2 years you would lose. So I guess I'm questioning why this is a good deal on sort of a risk-reward basis. Why wouldn't we just, you know, we're going to get the, they're going to true up to CPI in a year or less than a year now. Why not just hold them to 5-year renewals and have the assurance? I mean, clearly they're going to exercise at least one of these. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing this.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, it's a very good question in the risk versus reward piece. Current year, actually, we would see, as the fiscal note says, $9,880, and then with the next term, we would see the $20,000 increase. You are correct, because they are shorter terms, so Supervisor Lipscomb, that in theory, they have the option more frequently in a shorter time to back out of the lease or neglect to re-up the option. Airport staff does not have any concern. Of course, we're always concerned about that possibility, but there's been no indications or no hints that that would be the case or cause. This hangar has been continuously occupied since 1980. It's a very desirable hangar. We've had Kraft before was in there, Philip Morris, and so forth. I believe there's a rather large Gulfstream jet currently parked in that. So we need to talk. it is something we've weighed, but they've been a very good tenant, and there's no vibes or any concerns in airport staff that we don't feel that this is a flight risk.
What would the reason be that they would be trying to adjust these to three-year terms, and how does that fit with other leases and tenants that we have? Is this something going on in the industry, or I'm trying to understand why. It seems our duty as landlord, you're always trying to lock your tenant in, you know, and your tenant's always trying to have the greatest flexibility. So why do it is what I'm trying to understand.
If it pleases the chair.
Yeah. Supervisor, the justification given to us was that they're trying to square their lease with their accounting principles inside Mondelez. If you remember, I think it was 5 years ago, this lease was transferred from Kraft to Mondelez, which is a division of Kraft. And it's an international company that has its own accounting principles. There was no indication that they're interested in leaving or having a better opportunity to exercise the option to leave.
All right, Mr. Chairman. I don't know international accounting.
Okay, the pleasure of the Supervisor Washon.
I think, Mr. Chair, I'd move approval at this time.
We have a motion for approval of international accounting concepts. Any other questions or comments? Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Supervisors Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
No.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 1 no. The motion to recommend item number 12 for adoption prevails.
Item number...